Hey, just before we jump into the episode, a lot of our amazing listeners have been asking to learn more about becoming a streamlined entrepreneur. So I put together a brand new training, 3 Secrets to a Streamlined Social Media Strategy. I'll share more details at the end of this episode, but if you want to go ahead and grab your spot right now, it only takes about 20 seconds to sign up. Just go to 5minutesocialmedia.com/streamline. I've also put that link in the show notes, but you can again go to 5minutesocialmedia.com/streamline. Should businesses post reels on Facebook and Instagram? Is this the right opportunity? Is it worth your time? We're going to break it down in this episode. Welcome to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, where we help overwhelmed business owners go from this.
I would end up completely dropping the ball.
Running in all these different directions at once.
I was getting in my own way.
To this.
Now my social media brings in revenue.
Up to over $1,000 worth of work from a social media post.
It's so easy to put into practice.
My name is Jerry Potter, and here in episode 16, we're going to share another win of the week from our amazing community. Talk about, should businesses post on Facebook and Instagram Reels? What is the opportunity there? We're going to break that down, and we'll give a shout out to our Streamline Entrepreneur of the Week. Candy Harper joins us to share our win of the week. Candy, who are we celebrating this week?
Will. He took what you talked about in episode 6 about whether social media is the best place to market your business or not. He was starting a new music teaching business, and he was going to start a business page and all that, those other things. But instead, he started going directly to local groups and people he knew, and he quickly got lots of interest and started booking lessons.
Yay, that's awesome. Yeah, sometimes we start and we go, okay, it's a new business. I have to have a Facebook business page. But you do really want to think about the best use of your time. And that's what that episode, what was it, episode 6 was all about. And sometimes social media is not the best solution for what you're trying to do right now. So that's awesome. Congratulations, Will.
So in honor of Will's win, we are making a donation to Reflections of Trinity. It's a nonprofit in the United States where they operate under the belief that no one goes hungry.
All right. So should businesses post on Facebook Reels and Instagram Reels? Is it worth it? Is it going to take us anywhere? I would say actually in most cases, yes. I'll tell you this. Yes, they work, and I want to share a couple of examples in a second. But first, I just want to address a few things to know about the platform Reels. Whether you're talking about Facebook or Instagram, or most of the stuff that I'm saying is actually true for TikTok as well, and it'll become apparent why here in a second. But TikTok was sort of the creator of this format. So if you're not familiar with TikTok's videos or Reels, they are vertical videos, full screen, viewed on smartphones. A lot of them are 15 seconds or less, but I think TikTok has the longest allotment right now. You can go up to 3 minutes, but in general, they're 10 to 50, maybe 60 seconds tops. So there's two key reasons that Reels are different than posts, stories, YouTube videos, different things like that. So there's two key reasons why Reels are different than regular posts or stories. And the first one is they are seen by people who are not following you, okay? This is a major shift for social media. Before TikTok came along, the only platform that was good about showing you content by people you weren't following was pretty much LinkedIn. Stuff would come up in your feed on LinkedIn because somebody you were connected with maybe commented on it or something like that. But in general, we would only see stuff from the people we had chosen to follow. Well, TikTok came along, and by default in TikTok, you mostly see videos you haven't seen or from people that you don't follow, rather. And on Instagram Reels and now Facebook Reels, it's the exact same situation. So the great opportunity here is we can finally reach people more easily that weren't already following us. Now, on Instagram, there were ways with hashtag strategies where you could reach non-followers, and that still works pretty well. But a Facebook business page, it has been almost impossible to have anybody see your content unless they were already following you. I mean, heck, it's been hard even to get the people who do follow you to see your content. The last full year study, the average reach of a Facebook business page was 1%. So if you had 500 followers, you put something up, 5 people would see it on average. Now, most active pages, the number is higher than that, but it's not great. The reach of Facebook business pages has been garbage for a few years now. So Reels actually get shown to people who you aren't already following. And I want to share some examples here in just a second, but that's one reason that I absolutely love them. The second one is that this video format is almost exclusively focused on entertainment. At least the companies behind it are. So I would consider competitors to Instagram Reels and TikTok to be Netflix and Hulu as much as Facebook or Twitter, for example. Now, that doesn't mean your content has to be entertaining, but it will do better if it is. And Instagram has actually gone as far as to say they are promoting reels that are entertaining or funny. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but sometimes they'll say, you know, hey, you liked this reel. Did you find it entertaining or funny? And they're actually polling people to find out which ones should be promoted higher. So the great opportunity of reels on Facebook and Instagram for our businesses is we can finally reach people that we are not following. How many people can we reach? Well, let's talk about that. And before I share these numbers, I will say this is very recent as of this recording, and this may not last, right? Right now it's new. Facebook's looking for content for reels. It's been on Instagram for actually quite a while, but it's new on Facebook. And so they're looking for content. So they're doing really well. So I don't expect these to last. But Jeanetta Carney, who is in my Streamliners Club program, put up some old videos she had as reels on her Facebook business page. And all of a sudden, her video views went up 4,000% or some ridiculous number. The best part was she started getting clients from it because she's good at what she does and people saw her videos and started sending her messages. So that was the really cool part from that. So after she told me that, I said, I'm going to throw a reel up on my Facebook business page. So I threw it up. I have a couple of pages, but I threw up on a page that has about 1,100 followers. And the other posts were reaching about 400 to 1,000 followers each organically with no money behind them. And sometimes that was because I would share it to the Facebook group or send it to my email list or something like that. So this page is doing pretty well, reaching 400 to 1,000 people per post. The first reel that I put up reached 7,300 people. But the cool part wasn't just that. 5,000 people engaged with the post. Now, an engagement counts as watching at least 3 seconds of the video or clicking like or different things like that. So here, I was reaching, 400 to 1,000 on the best posts on a regular post, and all of a sudden, I put up a Facebook reel on my business page and reached over 7,000 people. I don't know how long this is going to last. I'm sure there's a heyday period here where it's going to be really good, but just the fact that reels are based on reaching people not normally following you makes this an incredible opportunity, and I'm going to post more reels on my business page because of that. One more thing, a couple of tips. If you are going to create Facebook or Instagram reels, there are a ton of things you can do to them. There's a ton of strategies for growing, but just a few things to know that's different from some of the other platforms. One, the next video is only a swipe away, so you need to get their attention immediately. You know, some of the things I've done is my three favorite writing tips, for example. So then they kind of know what's coming. And if they want to learn social media writing tips, they might keep watching. So get their attention with a hook, open with a cliffhanger of some sort, different things like that. But that's the number one thing is you've got to get them immediately. Number two thing, make it entertaining. Now, I know that probably feels like a lot of pressure, but entertaining could just be instead of you just standing there staring at your phone, you're walking while you're talking. It adds a little bit of motion. It doesn't mean necessarily dancing. I know that's the stereotype. Oh, I got to dance on TikTok. But you do want to have something that makes it entertaining. So anything like that, that you can add. Literally, if you have a cute little dog, hold your dog while you talk to the camera. Like those things help. I'm just, you choose if that's something you want to invest your time and energy into or not, but they can make a difference. Okay. Third thing, always have a call to action at the end. Leave a comment about XYZ. If you like this video, hit like, and I'll make more videos like it. If you like this video, follow me because I'm going to be making lots more like it. Just do something because you want that extra engagement because videos that get engagement on Reels on Facebook and Instagram will continue to get shown to more and more people. Hey, if you want to see some of the reels I've posted, you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Jerry Potter, MR Jerry Potter. We'll link to that in the show notes as well as on Facebook, facebook.com/5minutesocialmedia. You'll see the Jerry Potter page there. All right, Candy, you want to pop back on here and let's say hi to our Streamlined Entrepreneur of the Week?
Yeah, this is from B. She left a review of the show. Well, actually, it's B, so I don't know if it's she, he, they. I left a review of the show on Apple Podcasts. Excellent. This podcast is amazing. Jerry guides entrepreneurs through using social media to promote their businesses, increase sales, and save time during the marketing process. If you are looking to use social media to bring your biz to the next level, you are in the right place. And that's from B. Just let her B.
Awesome. Thank you, B. And does it say what B does?
They don't, but I can guess.
Let's not make up things.
B. No, wait. Give me a second. B is a copywriter who they name paint colors for her hardware stores based on World War II. Did you know? Did you know that, Jerry? That's what all.
Very specific, and I've always wondered who does that. I'm so
like. They are a copywriter who names paint colors for hardware stores based on World War II, like Battleship Blue.
Well, and, B, thank you so much for the review.
I can think of another one. Hang on. Wait, I can think of another one.
Thank you so much for the review, B. That's awesome. We would love to feature you as our Streamline Entrepreneur of the Week. So please let us know what you like best about the podcast by going to streamlinerspodcast.com/review. You may want to include what your business is, unless you want Candy to guess and make it up.
No. Don't include what your business is, because you may become a copywriter for naming paint colors for hardware stores based on World War II.
Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs. If you need any of the links we've mentioned in the episode, you can find them in the show notes in your podcast app or at streamlinerspodcast.com/16 for episode 16. In our next episode, how long before social media starts working? Obviously, the answer is a little different for everybody, but we're going to break down how long you should expect to wait before seeing results, as well as share the key thing your social media strategy needs to make sure that your results happen faster. And if you know anyone else that would find this helpful, please take a second, hit that share button, and let them know about it. It means the world to me, as well as my two tiny superheroes at home. Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs is a production of 5 Minute Social Media and is produced by Candy Harper. I promised I'd give you these details at the end of the episode. And if you are looking to learn more about becoming a streamlined entrepreneur in your own business, I'm going to be sharing 3 secrets to a streamlined social media strategy in a special new training that I just put together. I'm going to show you secret number 1, which is the crucial step most entrepreneurs actually miss that leads to getting new buyers quickly. In fact, Joanna Inks did this in her business and booked $1,400 worth of new business the next day. Secret number 2, how you can post as little as once a week, or in some cases, stop posting and still have your revenue grow. Michelle Taylor applied secrets 1 and 2 and had 1 single free Facebook post lead to $17,000 in revenue. And secret number 3, the counterintuitive way to cut 80% of your workload without losing revenue. Chelsea Hayes applied this and now books an average of $5,000 in business for every hour she spends on social media. I can't wait to share these with you. It is a free training, but registration is required and space is limited. Grab your slot right now at 5minutesocialmedia.com/streamline. I've also put that link in the show notes, but you can again go to 5minutesocialmedia.com/streamline.